scores. And New York's got the lead. What a comeback. Towns three. Good. What a shot. Nimhard will fire. And closing quarters, a huge part of the New York Knicks win in this big game three. They were down 2-0, losing both at home, but go on the road, down by 20, and win, coming from behind, 106-100.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
That's right, it's your boy Anthony Gallo on the Fan, New York City, and we have a lot to get to. The number to call is always 888-808-1019, and I thought I was coming on preparing a funeral. I thought tonight was going to be another one of those miserable shows where I allow you to vent, I act as your sports therapist, but tonight, it's a celebration because the Knicks are back in this series, and I'm not trying to touch the money, but they're going to win this series. And I'm not going to lie. I jumped off the boat. I was Rose at the end of the Titanic. I was kicking all the positive Knicks fans off the door, but we are here. I came into the night thinking if they could just get this one, I will be back to being confident that they can win this series. And not only did they win tonight, they did it in ugly fashion. They did it down big in typical 2025 Knicks fashion. And they did it on the backs of a guy that at the end of the second quarter, I was shipping to Siberia in Karl Anthony Towns. And all of this is to say that all it takes is one series of good play. And it can look completely different. But I truly believe this Knicks team is going to win this series. 888-808-1019. They come into tonight, backs against the wall, making lineup changes, something Tibbs has never done. Go back to his time in Chicago. He's never done it. He's never once rocked the boat. Going into tonight, I had no faith that Karl Anthony Towns was going to be the guy that leads us. And things changed. Things changed very quickly. And it felt after the Karl Anthony Towns overturned offensive foul call that should not have been overturned, that the game got out of hand very quickly. It was close at that point. And the Pacers go on that 20, I think it was 20-0 run. Miles McBride early in the first, three fouls. Karl Anthony Towns early, three fouls. Four fouls for Brunson, the last one, the most idiotic in the first half. Everything was against this team. They had to play Landry Shamet and DeLon Wright coming out of the second quarter. Two guys who ended up being on the floor when this team made its biggest run. On the back of Karl Anthony Towns. And yes, you may say I'm overreacting to one game. I am not. We could talk about how great Tyrese Haliburton is, and he is. He has not played that great in this series. This series has turned off of the backs of a Aaron Naismith fourth quarter that is unheard of, that we will never see again, making shots with his eyes closed, not even setting himself, knocking down shots, and a freak bounce at the end of the game. And yes, Pascal Siakam is a borderline all-star, superstar type in this league, but it took a big game from him in game two and another Knicks disaster. But even with saying that, and shout out to Charles Barkley on the pregame, saying that everyone was getting ahead of themselves, saying this series was over, including myself. I was a mess Friday night. I was waving the white flag. I'm a coward. I'll admit that, but I'm back. But he said everyone got ahead of themselves, acting like the Knicks got blown out. The Knicks played awful in game two and lost by, what was it, 6 points? 5 points. It took an Aaron Naismith miracle fourth quarter for the Pacers to win game one. And tonight, where the Knicks did not play well, Brunson played his worst playoff game as a New York Knick. Everyone was in foul trouble. Scott Foster, the supposed extender of series, got the assignment wrong, and every call went the way of the Pacers. It looked like Tom Thibodeau was getting shoved in a locker by Rick Carlisle, an NBA championship coach. But these guys came out when everything looked gloomy, when everyone was giving up. I don't care who you were talking to. Halfway through that second quarter, we were all giving up. And they managed to dig deep, win this game. And when the Knicks play their best game, when their players are playing their best, it is better than the Pacers' best. That's a fact. It was a fact in the regular season. It's been a fact this entire series. And the funny part is, they haven't played their best yet. Game one, they dominated for 38, 40 minutes until Aaron Naismith shot the Pacers back into that game. In game two, they played their best for 8 minutes and almost pulled the comeback back. Or pulled the comeback off, however you want to say it. And tonight, they didn't even need to play their best. Yes, Karl-Anthony Towns played his best. That fourth quarter is the best 12 minutes he's had as a New York Knick. 20 points in the fourth. This man went out there and did what he's been supposed to do, what he was meant to be as a Knick, to carry this team at moments when Jalen Brunson could not. That's the vision. To be honest, the way they played that fourth quarter was exactly the vision I saw in October when this trade was made. Big moments from Karl-Anthony Towns, defensive stops from Josh Hart, OG Adeniyi, and Mikal Bridges, and Jalen Brunson shutting things down when it's needed. Captain Clutch. I was out on this team after Friday night. I felt embarrassed. After the first half tonight, I was out on this team. But I never wavered from the fact that if they could win tonight, I felt good about the series. Because now, they're not fighting for their lives. Game four is a must win. Yes, don't get me wrong. But they are not fighting for their lives. They will win. They will play another game after that. They will live to see another day. And remember, last year, this Pacers team was down 2-0 and was able to come back and beat this Knicks team. Beat them in a game seven. This is a healthy Knicks team. Although Towns and Josh Hart had a little bit of a scare in that fourth quarter, both looked fine. This was what we wanted. Josh Hart, big boards, big stops. Karl-Anthony Towns hitting huge buckets, dunking on people, 30-foot three-pointers. OG Adeniyi, a huge block. Mikal Bridges. And you know what? Listen, his game was not pretty tonight. But I will say this. At no moment did I feel like Mikal Bridges and OG Adeniyi, but he had a good, I felt he played overall very good tonight. But at no point did I feel like Mikal Bridges got away from himself tonight. The defense was there all night. It is tough to sit here and pick apart their three wing defenders when they have two below average defenders on their team. So yes, it's going to be tough to defend a team. And I heard somebody call in the Lori show and say that everyone on this Pacers team is a good defender. That's not true. It's not true. So shout out to Lori for pushing back on that. Tyrese Haliburton is not a good defender. He's essentially a longer Jalen Brunson in that aspect. It's just harder to hunt him out when the other four guys in their starting lineup are good defenders. TJ McConnell is not a good defender. When Jalen Brunson's able to play, because he's not in foul trouble, he makes TJ McConnell look like a doorstop. A turnstile. I don't know if doorstop is the right way there, but we got there eventually. Obi Toppin is not a good defender. But it is tough to get on these guys who put the effort in, like an OG, like a McHale, like Josh Hart, when your two best players are below average guys and you need them out there. It's tough to run your best lineup when Miles McBride is taking three stupid fouls in a matter of a minute. But this team overcame all of that. Tibbs overcame his stubbornness tonight, which is the biggest mind-blowing aspect of all of this. They played 15 different lineups tonight. 7 lineups they hadn't played at all this season. And then there was a short period where they played an 8, if you want to include that. So really 8. But 15 different lineups tonight. Tibbs pulled out every trick he had. And it worked. And at times, the players have to execute. And we will break down the problems tonight, too, that this Knicks team had. One of them, and I don't want to focus on it just now, but one of them, that Miles McBride, when Deuce picked up those 3 fouls, at some point, somebody on the court has to realize, maybe this is Mitchell Robinson, because he was the one on Miles Turner, that you can't switch and put Miles Turner and Deuce as a matchup. And Deuce also has to realize he can't take 2 off-ball fouls. They didn't call those fouls both ways because when it happened the other way, they called the offensive foul on Karl Anthony Towns. But they cannot use the refs as an excuse. When you get the doors blown off you by 20, the refs are not an excuse, and you have to adjust. But they are going to win this series. They've proven they cannot be counted out. This is their third win of 20-plus points, being down 20-plus points in the fourth quarter, or not in the fourth quarter, in the playoffs, sorry, excuse me. So 3 wins of 20-plus point deficits overcame by this Knicks team in the playoffs. When you look at this Pacers team, all I've heard is team of destiny, all of this stuff. They played an injured Bucks team in the first round for the second year in a row. They played a Cavs team that was injured early and choked away multiple big leads. It wasn't like Aaron Naismith had to shoot themselves back into the game or a lucky bounce from Tyrese Haliburton to tie the game. They are the ones that come back. And for a team of destiny to blow this kind of lead, that's going to chop down their confidence a bit. This might be the straw that breaks their back. And all this Knicks team needed was a little bit of confidence. In my opinion, the way they ended game 2, I thought was the confidence builder, but they clearly came out flat tonight. Yes, the whistles did not help. Those early foul trouble situations to Towns and Brunson and Deuce hurt them. But they still did not look like they matched the moment. At the end of the game, they matched the moment. Brunson, part of it, soft fouls, dumb fouls also on his part, but soft fouls on the way of the whistle, the refs, had his worst game in the playoffs as a New York Knick, and they managed to win. And the starting 5 that all we heard about, and yes, factually, has been awful, closed the game out when it mattered most. Outside of that one possession where they subbed in Miles McBride and Mitch and then took them out immediately after that because they had the 2 timeouts because we know Tibbs does not want to use his timeouts. They closed the game out. And defensively, when this team is dug in, when this team understands the moment, there's no better team in the league. When OG Adeniyi, Mikal Bridges, and Josh Hart are locked in, it's tough for teams to score, to overcome that. That OG Adeniyi block late in the fourth quarter, perfect example. Throw that up there with the 2 big Mikal Bridges plays against the Celtics. And make no mistake, this is the same Knicks team that blew the doors off those Celtics. Those reigning NBA champion Celtics. And I don't want to hear about the Jason Tatum injury, because they were about to be up 3-1 when he was healthy. They are going to win this series.